Good morning, Karen. Let's talk about Hunter Biden first. He will plead guilty to two tax misdemeanors. He struck a deal with federal prosecutors regarding a felony gun charge. And some of the critics say it's a sweetheart deal. And as I understand it, the fact that it was settled civilly is a rarity. What's your take on this?
Well, at first I thought it was a sweetheart deal and it was just another person of privilege, you know, getting a good deal. But when I really looked into it, this is very, very normal. First of all, the issue of the taxes. Failing to pay your taxes is a crime, but it just doesn't get prosecuted. You know, 12 million Americans owe taxes. It's a crime not to file your tax returns. It's a crime to falsify your tax returns, not report income or falsify expenses. Those things are taken seriously. But when you don't pay your taxes because you can't for one reason or another, they don't just throw you in jail. You know, that's just not the way it works. So the idea that he filed his tax returns, they were not false. He just didn't pay them on time. Those are misdemeanors. And he paid his taxes now, so that's all paid. And so these are misdemeanors, and that's just a normal result. I don't think there's anything sweetheart about that. In fact, I would think that all Americans who owe taxes would be thrown in jail. We'd have really full jail cells here.
his crime was not paying all his taxes, and it's different from someone who doesn't file or falsifies their tax returns, correct?
Totally different thing. And, you know, this is a message for all of our listeners here. Some people like put their head in the sand and they say, oh, I'm not going to file on a time, or I didn't make really that much money and I don't have money to pay, so I won't file my taxes. No, file your taxes. The government will know that you made the money, but not filing is a serious problem.
You know, contact the IRS because you can always work with them.
You can always work out deals. There are plenty of good lawyers and companies that do this kind of work out. And, you know, a lot of people fall behind. I mean, even in his case, I mean, he was drug addicted. And again, that doesn't excuse everything, but he was having his troubles. And so that government really looked at that, and they have a specific program called Diversion Program. And they take people who may be veterans, may have mental health issues, young people, drug addictions, all of those things. And they say, listen, we don't want to clog our system and tax our system, put people in jail. Let's figure out a way so they won't commit crimes in the future. They'll give restitution, meaning they'll pay the victims to the extent anyone was hurt, and we can have these people move on and be productive people. That's a normal system. This guy was the prosecutor was a Trump appointee. He was a Republican. He was a very strict guy, but he knew that this was a case for diversion. So I think this is a fair result, and I think it's the right result.
The other big political story people are still talking about this morning, the Fox News interview that Donald Trump gave to Bret Baier. And he offered some reasons why he kept classified documents. Do you think prosecutors are going to use those statements, Karen?
Oh, they are trolling every single thing that Donald Trump does. Because those words, you know, he said it at one point in the interview, you can barely hear it, but he said something to the effect of, I gave the government some documents. Well, he testified and he certified that he gave the government all documents. Right then and there, that's what we call impeachment. And if Donald Trump goes on a stand, you can be certain the prosecutor will pull these interviews, all of his campaign speeches where he talks about all these things, and any inconsistent statement is going to make Donald Trump look really bad.
If he was your client, you would say don't talk about the case at all, right?
Exactly. I was just going to say that. You just tell him everything you say will be used against you. And even if he's completely consistent, a good lawyer who makes his or her living trying cases knows how to take someone's words and turn it against them. So the more you say, the more problems you're going to create for yourself. And, you know, you're going to see lawyers drop off because these lawyers don't want to look stupid. These lawyers don't want to have, you know, 20 different statements that they have to explain away, and they're certainly not going to lie for him and lose their license. So he's creating a big problem here, and it's unfortunate for him because he should be following what his lawyers are telling him.
Let's talk about a Chicago crime story. Another man was found in the river after disappearing, and that is what, like 16 men who went missing after going to a bar or party. Later, they were found either in the river or the lake. Are police still not connecting any of these incidents, Karen?
I don't know. I've been following this story and with Lisa Dent, and the father actually reached out to me, and we've been talking about it. And no one thinks this is a coincidence. Now, the police could be investigating this and tying these things together, but I have not heard that. And no one is coming out and saying that we're investigating a serial killer here. And the problem is that these men keep going missing, and no one's warning them that when you leave a bar at night, don't be walking by yourself or don't accept a ride with somebody. Who knows what's going on here? Again, the pattern is completely consistent. The men are between 20 and 30. They're white. They're coming out of a place, a bar, a concert, a party. They have been drinking, but not to excess. And they're found later in the waterways of Chicago. And it's the same thing all the time. And that's in about an 18-month period.
Yeah, so, that's very suspicious, isn't it?
Yeah. Very suspicious.
I know Lisa Dent will have more on this after 2 this afternoon. Finally, let's talk about a very interesting case that's going on where 16 young people are on trial against the state of Montana, asserting that the state is not doing enough to combat climate change. Legally, do they have a chance of succeeding here?
You know, I would have thought the case would have been dismissed because it sounds goofy, doesn't it? Like, you know, do you have a constitutional right to have clean air? Well, in Montana, there is a constitutional provision that says basically that. And I think the argument is that the laws that Montana passed regarding energy were not protecting the environment sufficiently to meet that standard. The judge allowed it to go forward. And I think, you know, I don't know, I feel like this is sort of a... they're not asking for money. They're just asking for the government to change its policies. But I've never seen a civil lawsuit where that's what they're asking. I mean, this is more of a lobbying thing almost. It's almost a public announcement and making people aware that these things are going on. But very interesting turn of events. And I was just saying to your producer, it's almost like, you know, what if we could go to court and say, you know, sue Chicago to say it's not safe? Because it's our constitutional right to have a safe city. I mean, I kind of like that lawsuit, but it doesn't seem like it's valid.
Yeah, I think the docket is backed up enough. I don't know that we need to get into that, but it's a good idea. Karen Cotty, Chicago trial attorney on WGN Radio Sunday afternoon. And what time are you on this weekend? 3 to 5?
From 3 to 5, yeah.
All right. You'll be busy. Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. You too.